Welcome to another program of Heart and Soul, playing the music of the church throughout the ages, from ancient modern hymns to songs of praise and worship from the early days to the songs of today. Heart and Soul comes to you each week with a Bible message also to encourage and challenge you. Now, here is your host for today's program, Jan Baker.
The Reverend David Evans will be looking at the subject of making peace. That'll be a little bit later. But first, a hymn written by Godfrey Thring in 1880. It first began as Crown Him with Crowns and Gold. Eventually, Thring replaced some of the verses with words written by Matthew Bridges 30 years before. The final product is a well-known first verse, Crown Him with Many Crowns.
All together now.
Crown
group Dove's song from Resource Christian Music album We Believe. Another song now from an earlier release by Resource, it's Precious Lamb.
Precious Lamb that was slain, mightily he rose again, atoning blood that cancels sin, purifies my soul.
the Charles Wesley hymn, Jesu, Lover of My Soul, performed here in Coventry Cathedral by the St. Michael Singers. We'll be heading to Scotland and the Scottish Festival Singers, Heart and Soul, bringing you the music of the church throughout the ages. We journey to Scotland for the Scottish Festival Singers and their rendition of the hymn, Immortal, Invisible God, Only Wise.
And soul.
Heart and soul.
I'm thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Of a single hour that before thy throne I spend, when I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Precious bleeding side. depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. And there are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with Thee. Oh, draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where Thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to Thy precious bleeding side.
I am thine, O Lord. Now it's back to 1963 for the Billy Graham Los Angeles Crusade Choir with George Beverly Shea and his song, The Christ of Every Crisis.
I walked the crowded highway with the reckless, careless throng. Then my heart was tired and weary of the journey, rough and long. On that road I met a stranger, and he took me by the hand. Soon I found it was the Savior. He has been my dearest friend. He's the Christ of every crisis. He is just the same today.
If I said I loved you, what would you say? And if I said I needed you, would it frighten you away? If I said I loved you and I wanted you to be my one and only lover eternally, you and me and Jesus, Jesus, me and you. On our own we'd break, with Him we'll make it through. Jesus, take us, make us what you want us both to be. I give myself to her, she gives herself to me. Love is really fragile, and if it's gonna last, we gotta start by giving Jesus future, present, past. I ache the way I love you, but baby it's sink or swim. And when we look back years from now, we're gonna owe it all to him. You and me and Jesus, Jesus, me and you. On our own we'd break, with him we'll make it through. Jesus, take us, make us what you want us both to be. I give myself to her, she gives herself to me.
Coming again from the Billy Graham Crusade, this time in England, that was Cliff Richard. This is Heart and Soul, and coming up soon, we'll hear about making peace. But first, the praise gathering with Jesus, thou joy of loving hearts. Is our regular speaker on Heart and Soul, the Reverend David Evans, with a word for you today.
It is interesting that the last of the Beatitudes, those glorious passages of Scripture in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5, has to do with the making of peace. Peace. What a quality peace is. Well, the words are, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." A painting that once hung in a Florence, Italy gallery was named Peace. It pictured the sea tossed by a fierce storm with dark clouds, wild waves and fierce lightning. And out in the water there was a huge rock against which the waves dashed in vain. In the cleft of the rock was a small bit of green vegetation surrounded by beautiful flowers. Nestled among the greenery was a dove sitting calmly on her nest, undisturbed by the wild fury of the storm. Everyone wants the peace and serenity exemplified by the dove in the cleft of the rock. We have a quest for peace. We seek peace in a world of strife. And in the past 4,000 years, there have been fewer than 300 years of peace in our world. In Quincy Wright's book, A Study of War, we learn that in the 461 years between 1480 and 1941, the following countries were involved in the number of wars as listed. Great Britain, 78 wars. France, 71. Spain, 64. Russia, 61. Austria, 52. Germany, 23. China, 11. Japan, 9, and the United States, 13. In recent years, there have been more than 80 wars occurring in the world within a year's time. Why is it that some do not find lasting peace? Well, I think it is basically because they misunderstand the meaning of peace. Peace is no vague dream or pleasant hope. It is the reality of which Isaiah spoke when he said that you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. Peace is not just the removal of our problems nor just the absence of strife. When Jesus preached, there was strife between the Jews and the Romans and between his followers and the Jewish leaders. The Roman Empire had forced the world to its knees. Peace overcomes our problems even in the midst of strife. Peace is from within, not from without. Paul said, "The peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." The Greek word, keep your hearts and minds, is a military term that pictures the sentry who walks back and forth guarding his camp during the night. And while he is there, the camp is safe. So, in the same manner, God guards our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus, and therefore we are at peace. Today, people are endeavouring to find peace out of a packet, out of a pillbox. If only I might take this medication, I will have peace. People are trying to find peace through the bottle, through drink, through drugs, through these many things that are outside, external to themselves, hoping that somehow, by inviting that into their person, they will find peace. But peace does not come from without. It comes from within. Well, we talk about our quest for peace, but we need to understand that you can find peace in Christ. In fact, the only true and lasting peace to be found in this world is found in Jesus. Even before Jesus was born, it was prophesied that he would bring peace. He was described as the Prince of Peace. At Jesus' birth, the heavenly host announced that he would bring peace to the earth. But we often misquote and misread the meaning of those words of the angels to the shepherds on the Judean hillside. Hear the words correctly. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests. It is not saying, as we see translated in the original King James, glory to God in the highest and on earth peace to all men. But it is saying that peace is available to all men, but that that peace is only realized in those upon whom his favor rests. And those upon whom his favor rests are those who have rested their faith in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Throughout Jesus' ministry, he brought peace to others. He interpreted his preaching as a mission of peace. In the synagogue in Nazareth, he said, as he read from the scriptures, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has ordained me to preach peace. Jesus taught his disciples that they could know peace in a world of tribulation. He instructed his disciples to spread peace. In times of despair, he brought peace to his disciples. He promised his disciples that the Holy Spirit would continue to bring them peace even after his departure. You know, it's true to say, only those who are justified by faith in Christ possess everlasting peace. In Romans 5 and verse 1, it says, "Therefore, being justified by grace, we have peace." Being justified by grace, we have peace. Have meaning possess peace. Peace is part of our life. Well, if you have peace, you can be a peacemaker. And what is the role of the peacemaker? It's only logical that Jesus would assign the role of peacemaking to those who have found true and lasting peace in him. And that's the burden of the parable. Blessed are the peacemakers. The peacemaker is not merely a peaceable person, a peace lover, or a peacekeeper. The peace at any price person who just does not want to get involved is not the person of which our Lord speaks in this beatitude. Neither is he the peace lover, nor even some warmongers are peace lovers. Yes, they want peace, but they have it through war. The peacemaker is an active, positive force in the world. He makes peace with himself. Every person is challenged with the decision to do right or wrong. Some are never at peace because they are double-minded. They've not given Christ control of their lives, and therefore they battle with their wrong desires. When one can say, "I live, and yet not I, but Christ lives in me," he has made peace with himself. And then the peacemaker makes peace with others. In many areas, the peacemaker is actively engaged in his Christian task, in the home, in the community, the church, or maybe even in international affairs. The peacemaker goes out of his way to find new ways of making peace with others. By what he does not say or do, by what he does say or do, and by how he says or does it, the peacemaker makes peace. He goes the second mile, turns the other cheek, and loves his enemies. The most important task of the peacemaker is the task of witnessing to the unsaved. Herein, the peacemaker makes peace between rebellious humans and the God of peace. As the Christian shares his faith in Jesus Christ with those who are unsaved, he becomes the peacemaker in the best sense of the word, fulfilling the promise of this beatitude, "For the peacemakers are children of God. One is never more like God than when he is making peace." Let me conclude with this story. Billy Graham tells the story of a man who had fallen from a high scaffolding. A preacher was called to the scene to witness to the man, and he said, "My dear man, I am afraid you are dying. I exhort you to make your peace with God." The injured man replied, "Why, that was made 1900 years ago, when my glorious Saviour paid all my debt on the cruel tree." Christ is not only the giver of peace, Christ is my peace, and I do know God. If you want to know the peace of God, you first need to have peace with God. How can you have peace with God? By making that peace. In fact, Christ has already made that peace for you, and all you need to do is invite the Lord into your life deliberately, and you will invite the Prince of Peace into your life. Then when you have peace with God, surely you will begin to know the peace of God, which passes all understanding. May you discover the peace of God in your life today and always. And you can do that right now by the side of your radio, by asking the Lord Jesus to become your Saviour, your personal friend and Lord. And he will come in as peace, and peace will be your portion. And surely the words of this parable, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God," that'll be your portion. May it be so today, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, God bless you.
The old favourite hymn, Be Thou My Vision, has its origins in Irish church of 8th century. Its tune is a traditional Irish melody and the singer is John Michael Talbot.
Ever felt let down or even betrayed by your friends? It's a devastating feeling. It seems like the end of the world. You're so totally alone. Perhaps you even feel God's turned his back on you, that he's forgotten you. Even Jesus felt like that the day he hung there dying on a cross outside Jerusalem. Where was God on that Black Friday? But God didn't abandon his son there that day. He stood by Jesus and raised him to a new life again on Easter Day. Whenever you feel abandoned and betrayed, let down by those you trust and count on, remember this: God doesn't ever turn his back on you. No matter how others treat you, he's always there with you. And he offers you new hope and life through Jesus Christ. On the Spot, produced for your local Christian churches by Lutheran Radio.
Open Our Eyes. That was the Maranatha Singers. Heart and Soul continues with John Barber and Jeff Bullock's song, No Longer I.
The life of God has found a home in me. I live in Christ alone. This precious mystery, once hidden, now revealed. The hope of glory now. No longer I who lives, no longer I who fears, no longer hopeless, defeated or cast down. Christ, He lives in me. And I call upon the name above all names. In Jesus Christ I stand. A confession of the saving grace of God through the blood of Jesus Christ. No longer I who lives, no longer I who fears, no longer hopeless, defeated or cast down. Sins now buried there, where no memory or condemnation's power can leave a mark on me. No longer I who lives, no longer I who fears, no, no longer hope.
strength, my victory wins. Sing, oh, sing.
Yes, the joyful sounds of I Will Sing of My Redeemer. Well, Heart and Soul comes to a close for another time. Our speaker today was the Reverend David Evans.
If you wish to contact us, our email is heartandsoulmusic@bigpond.com. That's heartandsoulmusic@bigpond.com. For those of you that need to use service mail, our address is Heart and Soul, P.O. Box 601 Drysdale, Victoria 3222. That's Heart and Soul, P.O. Box 601 Drysdale, Victoria 3222. Thank you for being with us today. We've enjoyed bringing you the music of the church throughout the ages. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to getting together next time.